And the kick is high, end over end, far sideline, fielding it at the 5. This is Alston Jr. at the 10. Coming near side at the 15, looking for a block, cuts inside, 20, 25, 30, near sideline, 40, 45, has a block, 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, he's gone! Touchdown, Stony Brook! 97 yards, and he ran about 120 because he had to come to the near sideline. There's a response. It's 27-14. Leontine was right there. Pretty good position for the Seawolves as they'll have a first and 10 at their 38. Eye backfield as one receiver comes here to the near side. Ball on the far hash. Snap in the give. Here's Bedell coming off left tackle. Gets up to about the 40. We'll call it a gain of 2. And that'll bring up a 2nd and 8. By the way, back to that interception by Richmond. It was Brendan Conacher who came up with the pick. And that, of course, led to the touchdown. They'll call it a gain of 3 now, and it will be 2nd and 7. So Seawolves down 7 early, and we're a little more than 5 minutes into the game. Like Kurt said, they had an opportunity early, but an early interception by Carbone turned things around. They'll spread it out, twins to each side. You got one back in the backfield. Carbone, they go on the jet sweep. This is Donovan Washington who gets hit. He'll be wrapped up at about the 43. He'll get about 2 on the play, and that'll bring up a 3rd and 5 as they went on the jet sweep.
Well, we talk all the time about the Seawolves' ability defensively to pursue laterally, and that's the same for Richmond. This is a defensive unit that's been top-notch through the first two games, allowing totals of just 212 yards per game. By the way, that ranks in the top 10 nationally, so it gives you an idea of just how outstanding they are.
Twins to each side. Shotgun for Carbone. He's got one back as it's 3rd and medium. Man will go in motion. That's Alston. Snap back to pass. Looking, rolls. He'll fire out of the backfield. Here's Leontine. Runs over a man to the 48. Let's see where they mark it. It's going to be close. And that side judge, he is right on the marker. They'll probably have to measure here. It looks like it's a first down, and they are going to give it to him. So a good hard run after the catch by Donnie Leontine, a pickup of 5, 1st and 10, and that's what he gives you, a change of pace.
Absolutely, and a guy who is an overachiever, a guy way physical, you know, kind of looks like he doesn't have that giddy up, but has enough speed and enough strength. Very deceptive player, and great plays with great leverage. Gets that pad level down low, and he's not afraid to put it on you.
A receiver to each side. He got an eye backfield. Anthony Anderson in at the fullback position. Now they'll send a tight end in motion. That is Lestrange and the snap. Here's the give. That's Gowans up across midfield to about the 49. Actually, they're going to mark it right at midfield, so we'll call it a gain of 2 and bring up a 2nd and 8. So far the Seawolves have shown an ability to move the football. Now it's just about getting points. As Ray Bolden will come out of the game, Tim Keith checks in. Good to see Tim back in there. He wasn't expected back until the Sacred Heart ball game, but given the injury to Harrison Jackson, they needed his services, and he got himself ready to play in this crucial game. Two receivers out to the far side, shotgun for Carbone. He goes on the sweep. This is Alston going far side, finds a hole, 40, 35, cuts inside, 30, 25, he might take it, 15, he's tackled at the 12. They went on the jet sweep, this time to the other side, a pickup of 38 around left end, and it will be 1st and 10 at the Richmond 12.
And if not for his numerical counterpart, Tayfon Mensah, he would have been all the way to the house. I mean, beautiful run, because they had it bottled up, and he just gets a little deeper on his route to the edge, gets the leverage, gets outside, and then turns on the jets.
So 1st and 10 at the 12. Look at this, a wishbone backfield. One receiver far side, snap, give to Bedell, comes around near side, 10, 5, Stacy takes it out to about the 3, maybe the 2. This might be a first down and goal to go on the gain of 10. But one thing about Richmond, and this is something we saw from Stony Brook during practice, a lot of spreading out, see if they will over-direct themselves as they run. And now they caught them in a change. This will be a penalty on Richmond. Give to Bedell. He tries to go far side. Cuts inside to the 1. He dives. Is he in? Yes, he is. Touchdown. Richmond had no idea what to do. They had guys coming on and off the field. There is a flag down, and that should be for 12 men on the field.
Yeah, Danny Rocco, the head coach over there, not happy.
One, you had
guys coming on and off the field, and then Stacy was stopped, bounced to the outside, then came back in and dove across the plane for the 2-yard touchdown run, and it's 7-6 with the extra point to come.
Brilliant part of that was also making a defender miss at about the 5 with a nice little juke move. Carbone was ready out there to throw a block, and Stacy said, "Nah, I got this. Don't worry about it."
So Popek on for the PAT. Long count, and now the snap, it's down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And your new score was 6:47 to go in the opening quarter. We are tied up at 7. We'll be back after this as you listen to Stony Brook Seawolves football on 94.3 The Shark from BWSE. This is the Stony Brook Seawolves football radio network. Lukanski kicks it to the goal line, up with it, and they come across the 20, up to the 25, where he's knocked down hard. That is number 10 who brought it back for Richmond, Caleb Drake. And the Spiders will take over first and 10 at their own 25, 6:42 to go in the opening quarter of a 7-7 ball game. By the way, that drive for Stony Brook went 7 plays and 62 yards, ending with that Stacy Bedell 2-yard touchdown run set up on the 38-yard gainer on the jet sweep from Sherman Alston Jr. So first and 10, ball at the 25 as Lauletta comes under center. Two receivers to the near side. Now they're going to shift some of their tight ends around. One back as Lauletta, with a DN bouncing around in his face, I believe that's Aaron Thompson, now takes the snap, quick out, catch made, 25, near side, 32-yard line before he's ridden out of bounds. That catch made by number 12 for Richmond, that was Brian Brown. That'll be a gain of about 8 and bring up a 2nd and 2.
Yep, just a quick speed screen right there to the left side, the short side of the field. Got the defense moving to the wide side with the shift and the strength of formation. And then took advantage of the flat defender backing off.
Here's the give, and they go up the middle. Up to about the 35 goes the running back. That'll be a gain of 2. He will be right at the sticks. Should be enough for a first down. That looked like Collins again.
That's a Richmond first down.
And that will be a first down as they'll mark it up to the 35. So Spiders on the move yet again as a host of tacklers brought Collins down. 7-7 ball game as clock runs, 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Lauletta back up to the line. Already 353 yards passing on the season. Two receivers out to the far side. They'll bring a man in motion. You got one back, one offset tight end. Now the fake handoff, back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Man wide open at the 45 to the 40. Hit hard and knocked down at the 40. That was number 82 who somehow escaped everybody and made the catch down there. That's Tyler Wilkins. A big gainer yet again. That one will go 26 yards to the Seawolf 39, and Richmond is on the move again.
As you mentioned, this Richmond offense, they've got so many players, so many threats. Just in the run game alone, they can throw 4 or 5 guys at you, and they will. And then in the pass game, every one of their receivers they put out there, a viable option.
They bunch him up to the far side. Now they'll send one of those guys in motion under center Lauletta, and he fakes the handoff, goes on a reverse. A lot of room near his side, up to the 38, and he's tripped up. Great pursuit by Jaheim Woods, as that was number 10 on the carry for Richmond. Caleb Drake, I beg your pardon, who's knocked down at the 38 for no gain. I thought that play was going places.
Really was. And, I mean, it's a great formation to operate out of offensively, that bunch formation. You saw some plays last week in Monday Night Football, how the Pittsburgh Steelers really utilized it well. You're threatened by the bunch to the wide side of the field, but at the bottom of the formation, you got a guy who can beat you one-on-one, and they run a reverse out of it. Really take advantage of the formation.
They bunch it up again, but this time they move to the other side. Here's the snap. Quick pass in the flat. Catch made at the 35. Made a man miss. Almost made another man miss as Woods bumped him out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Wilkins again on the catch. He's near the sticks. It looks like he'll be about a yard short. And that's going to bring up a 3rd and about 1.
And you see, Josh, why Richmond's so dangerous. How many formations have we seen from them offensively?
It's pro style.
Yeah, I mean, they're really what in the industry they call multiple. They can come out and give you two backs and do what they call, you know, two tight ends and one back, and then they can go no backs, 5 wide. We've seen it all. Right now they go straight power.
Yeah, no receivers. Couple tight ends to the left. Eye backfield. Snap. Give. They come off left tackle. They get up to the 30. He's going to be short. Gang pursuit there, and it looked like Shane Lawless was one of the first ones to make the stick on number 27, Jay Palmer. Another back for this Richmond club, but he came up short. No gain. It'll be fourth and one.
Hey, that's old school football. I like that right there. Hat on hat as they go power eye, power to the left, the short side, and they run, try to run between that left guard and left tackle, and Shane Lawless just step up, and it's one-on-one right there. You are the back is going to win.
This time they're going to send a receiver out to the far side, one back. That's Thompson under center. Is Lawletta. Now the snap, the give, they go up the middle. He's hit, he's short. Stony Brook football.
What they tried to do there, Josh, is they take the fullback out, they sub him with a receiver, and they flex that receiver out. You're trying to spread the formation to get a little bit bigger crease, but you lose the fullback option. So any penetration now, really, the back can't do anything on his own. And the Seawolves not getting worked by the formation, maintaining their discipline, getting great penetration along the line of scrimmage and shutting that down cold.
Noah McGinty got through there and sent Deontes Thompson into another dimension. Seawolf football at their own 30. Now they're going to spread it out. Two receivers to each side. They go on the jet sweep, cutting back near side. This is Alston, and they're not fooling anybody. He'll lose one. They've been working on that all week. A jet sweep where he cuts back to where he came from. They tried a misdirection play right there, and Richmond wasn't fooled.
Yeah, and what the principle of that play, as you mentioned, is the misdirection. You try to get the defense flowing in one direction, and you take advantage of a guy like Alston, his quickness in the open field. But, again, very hard to manipulate Richmond on that kind of deal because they just stay in their lanes. Think special teams where everybody's got a lane or a gap.
Second and 11. Now they go to Washington with room. 35, 40, 42, 43 before he's pushed out of bounds. They get 10 plus 1 back, and that'll be a new set of downs for the Seawolves up to the 41-yard line.
Boy, they're working them with those slot jet sweeps, really taking advantage of it. Because you've got great backs in the backfield, so you have to respect that. The defense doesn't want to immediately respond to motion and get pulled out of their gap responsibilities. So Stony Brook doing a good job of manipulating the defense right here.
Overload the left side. Ball in the far hash. Oh, they got mixed up there. But getting the ball, I believe that was Leotine who got it for two, and they're lucky to get any positive yardage because Carbone and Leotine collided with each other in the backfield.
Yeah, that was a full-on collision there. Leotine anticipating going to his left, Carbone stepping to what was Leotine's right, and they just smacked right into each other. And Leotine had to virtually push his teammate out of the way to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Second and 9, ball at the 42. A receiver to each side. He got one offset tight end and an eye backfield. Carbone will send that tight end in motion. He'll dance around a little bit. And the snap and fake handoff. Rolling to his right is Carbone. Has a man open in the flat. That's Anderson up to midfield, down to the Richmond 49-yard line. He has become a featured back coming out of the backfield on those little slot passes in the flat. He picked up about 8 yards and a new first down for Stony Brook.
And he's a big man once he gets out there. He is 6'2", 250. If you get real old school here, this is a Keith Byers type of guy, the old running back from the Philadelphia Eagles and Ohio State, who went about that size but had great hand, receivers-like hands. And then you get a guy like that in the open field, he'll mow down just about anybody.
Offset eye, two fullbacks in. Now the give. Here's Bedell coming right side with room. 40, 35, near sideline 30. 25, cuts back in. 15, Stacy at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Seawolves. 49 yards coming around the near sideline. He cut back against the grain and took it to the house the other way. And the Seawolves take a 13-7 lead.
Start that playoff with the patience at the line of scrimmage. He let the hole open up. If he just runs into the line at full speed, he's going to run up the back of one of his guys and get stopped up. But he waits, then he accelerates. First comes the jump cut at about 7, and then the last cutback at about the 7-yard line. Some brilliant running there by Stacy Bedell. Patience at the line of scrimmage, elusiveness beyond it.
Popek with the extra point. It's good. And folks, 107 to go in the first quarter. It's 14-7. Stony Brook with the lead. We'll leave it right here.